be George Jetson. His boy Elroy. Daughter Judy. Jane is right.
To Queen's Bishop 6, especially.
My rook takes your knight, Cogswell. That's check.
The laugh's on you, especially. My queen takes your rook. Checkmate. That's 98 games out of 98. My favor.
I'll get even with you, Cogswell. Maybe not in space chess, but I've still got a few moves up my sleeve.
Be a good loser, Spacely. Just like I'm a good winner.
Ow! Ooh! Ow! Ooh!
Until next time, my fine fractured friend.
Jetson! Is this your working mode, Jetson?
Yes, sir.
Stop whatever you're not doing and get yourself down to research and development.
I don't like the looks of this.
Can you keep your mouth shut, Jetson?
Yes, sir. Except for eating and talking, of course.
This is highly sensitive stuff. It's a tightly guarded industrial secret.
It looks sort of like an ordinary phone capsule, sir.
Phone capsule? You don't know how hard we worked to build this. Years of blood, sweat, toil, and tears, not to mention the megabucks.
Oh, it's certainly a very nice phone capsule, sir.
It's no phone capsule, Jetson. It's an executive instant transporter. We call it EXIT for short.
EXIT, huh? Oh, very clever, sir.
It's more than clever, Jetson. It's brilliant to the max.
Obviously, sir. But where do I fit in?
Step inside, and I'll demonstrate.
Is this one giant step for mankind?
You got it, Jetson.
Well, I don't get it. What's the point?
The point is this, Jetson. It is now possible to transport executives instantly anywhere in the solar system for meetings.
Ah, that's great, but what if there's a meeting on the moon? Very impressive, Mr. Spacely.
I can send you anywhere I choose, Jetson.
How to put the surprise back into your marriage.
Hi, Jane.
Oh, hello, George. Number one, drop in on your mate unexpectedly. George must have read this magazine.
Have a nice trip, Jetson.
Wow, what a way to fly. Your exit system is a revolution in transportation.
Exactly. I plan to introduce EXIT at the Sprocket Convention in Las Vegas tomorrow. You and your wife are coming along.
Really? Why?
I need a guinea pig, someone of your caliber, to demonstrate our EXIT system. I plan to humiliate Cogswell with this baby, not to mention the big money I'll make.
Who says money can't buy happiness, sir?
Take this highly classified computer program disc to Las Venus with you. Guard it with your life.
With my life, sir? Is this dangerous?
Only if you lose it.
I'm home.
Hello, dear.
Hi, honey. How was your day?
Hectic with Rosie gone.
Where is she?
Well, don't you remember? Rosie went to have her mileage set back. She's very sensitive about her mileage.
Oh, Daddy, Daddy, I'm glad you're home. You're the best daddy in the whole world. I love you, Daddy.
Thanks, Judy, but the answer is still no raise on your allowance.
Oh, Daddy, I need a cost of living increase.
So do I. As soon as I get one, I'll pass it on.
You know, George, the strangest thing happened to me today.
So what else is new?
I was reading my magazine when suddenly you appeared standing next to me, and then you disappeared again into thin air.
You weren't seeing things. I was demonstrating Spacely's new invention. It's called EXIT, and it's top secret.
His secret is safe with me.
Who would believe it?
But listen to this, Jane. Spacely needs me to demonstrate his new product at the Sprocket Convention in Las Venus. And you're coming along.
Las Venus? Hooray!
Oh, I love Las Venus. The lights, the shows. Oh, I have to buy a lot of new clothes. When do we leave?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But that doesn't give me any time to shop.
That's the best part.
And who will take care of Judy and Elroy with Rosie gone?
We don't need anyone to stay with us. I'll take care of Elroy, Astro, the house, everything. For a slight raise in my allowance, of course.
Oh, I don't know, dear. That's a big responsibility.
Well, you can always forget Las Venus if you don't trust me.
Judy's right, George. She deserves a raise.
Oh, boy. The agony of defeat.
Ah, the thrill of victory.
Where's Elroy?
He's been in his room all day in a heavy thinking mode. Tell him dinner is ready.
Right. Dinner's ready, pal. What's up with the gravity boots?
These are supposed to help me think clearly.
About what?
About how to make money. It's absolutely necessary I get some new computer software.
Necessity is the mother of invention, Elroy. So why not invent something? Think of something people can't live without. Something practical, useful. And expensive.
Good thinking, Dad. And you weren't even wearing gravity boots.
Come on, it's dinner time. Even Albert Moonstein had to eat. Jane, will you cut me another slice of that rocket rib roast, please?
Certainly, dear.
It's delicious, Mom.
Don't talk with your mouth full, Elroy. It's impolite.
Not to mention gross.
Roy, rocket roast.
You had your dinner already, Astro. No begging.
You heard George, Astro. Now be a good dog.
Forget it, Astro.
Astro, go lie down.
Row.
Be firm, George.
I said lie down.
Row.
This is your last warning. I give up. Why can't you be more like Moon Tin Tin?
I got it. An idea for a new invention. An instant dog trainer. I'll get on it right away.
The sooner the better.
Let's see. I'll need my Saturn blue sheet, my Jupiter beige linen. Oh, but what will I wear to the party? Of course, my black hole cocktail dress.
Haven't you finished packing yet?
Almost.
How many suitcases do you have here?
Only eight.
Eight?
Well, one is yours. This one...
Okay, Astro, if you're ready, please step into the chamber. We're about to test the Elroy Jetson Instant Dog Trainer. First, I insert the dog training disc into the master console. Then, I merely have to press this button. Wow, Astro has now been completely transformed. Lie down, Astro. Roll over, Astro. Sit up, Astro. Catch. Beg. Play dead. Congratulations, Astro. You are now the perfect dog. I'll sell my dog training service to every kid in the neighborhood. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Have a blast, you two.
This is our number in Las Venus in case of an emergency.
Don't worry, Mom. Everything will be just fine.
Well, don't forget to water the Venus flytrap.
And good luck with your invention, Elroy. Come on, Jane. We'll miss our space flight.
Do you have your computer disk?
Oh, no. I don't. If I forgot that disk, it'd be goodbye job and hello welfare. Let's go before I have a nervous breakdown.
Bye, kids.
So long.
Well, they're gone.
The place is ours.
Yay!
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind moving over so my wife and I could sit together?
Yes, I would mind. This is my seat, and I'm not moving.
It'll be all right, George.
Ouch! Don't do that!
How dare you yell at my child!
Oh, boy, this is gonna be one long flight.
Jetson, how's our little secret?
I haven't told a soul in space, sir.
Where have you got the disc?
Hidden in Jane's makeup bag, safe and secure.
Just call me Jane Bond.
Well, I was so worried I hardly touched my champagne and caviar in first class. The success of our invention has me on Pluto pins and Neptune needles.
Do you think there may be some industrial spies on board?
I'd put nothing past Cogswell. You never know. That man next to you could be one of Cogswell's heavies.
Let's see. A Nova Neapolitan ice cream, cosmic chocolate, Venus vanilla, and Saturn strawberry.
Yuck.
How do you burn ice cream? This is the sixth dessert I've ruined tonight.
Seven. You broke your own record.
Maybe Astro will like it. Here, boy.
No way, Jose.
Venus is so excited. The lights, the people, the action. George, it's breathtaking.
This must have cost an arm and a leg. Basically, really went all out for us.
Even the robots are greedy in Las Venus.
Jetson, what are you doing in my room? Your room's on the next floor.
I knew it was too good to be true.
Well, it's very quaint, isn't it, George?
Quaint's not the word for it. How are we supposed to live in here with all our luggage?
We'll manage. I think it's cozy.
I guess we could rule out sleeping.
Nobody sleeps in Las Venus anyway, George.
Now I know why.
Which button is it? I've watched Rosie do this 1,000 times.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hi, Mom.
I just wanted to see if everything was under control.
Totally.
You look all wet. Did I get you from the shower?
Right, the shower. How's Las Venus?
Oh, it's like a dream.
Your father promised to take me to see Wayne Newcomb's dinner show tonight.
That's nice. Well, I have to go, Mom. I left the water running.
Well, dear, I'm glad everything's under control. Bye now. Give my love to Elroy.
Uh-oh. I almost forgot the clothes in the dryer. Oh, no. I can't do anything right.
A little more to the left.
How's this?
A little more to the right.
How's this?
Now that is how I like to see you, Spacely. Up against the wall.
You'll eat your words, Cogswell, when you see my new invention.
That thing? It looks like a phone booth.
Yeah. Laugh while you can, Cogswell, because soon you'll be crying. This is the greatest thing to come along since the invention of the sprocket.
It better be, Spacely, because my new invention, a cosmic security scarecrow, is going to put you out to pasture.
A scarecrow? Ha! That's strictly for the birds. He ought to crawl back under that planet he came from. We'll show Cogswell. He's going to have to eat a lot of scarecrow. Right, Jetson?
Right.
Not the picture right. I meant agree with me right.
Now, sir.
Perfect.
Well, and the picture didn't do you justice anyway, sir.
Jetson, you're on thin ice.
I'll go get the glue, sir.
I may not be able to cook and do the laundry, but vacuuming is my specialty. Simple, easy as moon pie. Slow down. Stop!
Hello, Elroy.
Hi, Mom.
I know I just talked to your sister a little while ago, but I had this funny feeling that something was wrong.
No, Mom. Everything's fine.
Help!
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 What was that noise?
What noise?
It sounded like someone cried for help.
Connection.
Tell Judy that I'm very proud of the job she's doing. I'll be in touch soon, dear. Bye.
It didn't take long to sign up all these customers. Ready, Astro?
Ready.
Be sure you get each dog's name, Astro.
Meow. Meow.
Name. Name. Once these dogs are trained, I'm gonna be a wealthy preteener. Rich, rich, rich re-reiner.
Hey, we've got quite a crowd out there. This is it. It's all up to you, Jetson.
Don't worry, I won't let you down.
You better not, or I'll let you go.
Good luck, dear.
I'm gonna need it.
Almost ready. All I have to do is insert the computer disk. Yeah, good luck, fellas. And we're off. What's going on? Something's gone wrong. Where'd they go?
And now for the moment we've all been waiting for. My assistant, George Jetson, will demonstrate the invention of the century. Wave to the people, Jetson. All I have to do is insert this computer disk and push the button. And voila! We're experiencing some technical difficulties, folks. Jetson, get up! What are you doing, Jetson?
What's wrong, Spacely? Dog got your tongue?
George, what are you doing? George, stop that.
Now, take it easy, George. Good, George. Nice, George. Yikes! Down, boy! Down, down! Down! Nice, boy! Good, boy! Ouch! Help! Man, dog! This time you've gone too far, Jetson. You're really in the doghouse now.
Where did those doggone dogs go? I've been up all night, and I can't find them anywhere.
Ruff, ruck.
Yeah, it's tough luck. How am I going to explain this to my friends? I can return their money, but not their dogs. Mom, Dad, you're home. Mom, what's wrong with Dad? Uh-oh. He thinks he's a dog.
Your father entered Spacely's exit machine and came out as a dog. It was awful.
I know what happened. The computer disk that operates Mr. Spacely's machine must have gotten mixed up with the disk that operates my dog trainer.
Oh, my. So that's it.
And I think I know just how to solve this.
Thank goodness.
Here, boy. Dad. Now stay.
I hope this works. I just couldn't go on another day being dog and wife.
Don't worry, Mom. I'll just put the spare backup dog trainer disk in my computer.
What am I doing on my hands and knees? Why am I wearing a leash? What happened?
Oh, George, I'm so glad you're back to your old self again. Spacely's machine turned you into a dog.
Oh, great. Well, that's the end of my job. How come every time I try to do something right, it comes out wrong?
That makes two of us, Daddy. Judy, what's wrong? I thought being a teenager was hard, but running a house is the space pits.
Well, the house looks spotless, dear. You did a fine job.
I did?
And I was worried for nothing. Now I'll never have to think twice about leaving you and Elroy alone again.
That's what I was afraid of.
Spacely here. Where's that George Jetson?
Hello, Mr. Spacely.
Glad to see you've recovered. What a demonstration. Do you know what you've done, Jetson?
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry, but I can explain.
That instant dog trainer of yours was the hottest selling item at the convention. I've taken 1,500 orders already.
What?
You should be proud of yourself, Jetson. And there's a big bonus in it for you. Oh, and Jetson. Ow, 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 ow.
What wonderful news, George.
I owe it all to Elroy.
Thanks, Dad.
You deserve the money as much as me, son. I'd say we take the bonus and split it.
Great.
How about me? I thought I was getting a raise on my allowance.
I think that could be arranged.
You're the Big Dipper of dads. George, aren't you forgetting something?
You and I are going back to Las Venus alone in style.
Oh, George, do you mean it? It'll be like a second honeymoon.
Where's all that barking coming from?
It sounds like the roof. The dogs are trapped on the roof. This will bring them back.
Your father is a dog's best friend.